We're going to Ned in Hartford.
That's correct. The governor of the state of Connecticut. Governor, right, good morning.
Did you go to Woodstock?
You know,
we were talking about Woodstock last week, and Brad was there. You were there.
I was there. I was at Woodstock. Absolutely.
He met Jimi Hendrix, by the way.
Yep. And as
I thought he played at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, actually, wasn't he the last? I think he was the last artist to perform at Woodstock. Yeah.
Yep. But I'll tell you something, Governor. This is what you're doing is fabulous. We haven't had a governor do anything like this.
Battle of the Bands in Woodstock, Connecticut. So
wow.
You're bringing a little Woodstock flavor to you know, of course, Governor, you know, the festival back 50 years ago technically was not held in Woodstock, New York, right?
I think that is correct. I think it was actually in Bethel, New York.
Yes.
So I guess we could have had the 50th anniversary in Bethel, Connecticut. But we found out that they tried to have a 50th anniversary in New York. It wasn't working out. They tried to do it at Watkins Glen. It wasn't working out. So we said, how about Woodstock, Connecticut? And we've got, I think, close to a couple dozen entries right now. We've got Jimmy and Janice and Jefferson Airplane and Joe Cocker. So any Connecticut band, or you got at least one member, you got a couple songs that were played at Woodstock. The met on video. We're ready to have you.
Yeah, a lot of those artists have passed away that you had just mentioned. So if you are in, well, like a cover band that covers some of those artist material, they're invited to partake in this Battle of the Bands competition. Is that what it is?
Yep. No, that's exactly right. These are primarily Connecticut bands. At least they have one Connecticut member. They're tribute bands. We like them to play, at least one or two songs that were played at the festival itself. You know, dressed in the attire of the era. And I think we're going to get a pretty good crowd out there on, Friday afternoon, August 30th in Woodstock.
We're going to promote it. This is, this for a governor to do. I wonder in other parts of the country when they get the word that you're doing this, I wonder what they'll think. I think it's a great thing for the state. It's something that people will love.
It'll certainly bring people to the Woodstock Fair.
We'll have a crowd. Are you kidding?
You're going to have thousands at the Woodstock Fair. We're hoping people come from far and wide. There's thousands, lots of good bed and breakfast, other things to do. As you know, the fair is a big deal. It goes on for 3 days. I think it's coming up on 159 years. So if you can't channel your inner Jimmy, bring your favorite cow and let's see how they show up in the competition.
Governor, I have to ask you, first of all, how old were you when the original Woodstock took place in upstate New York?
Let's see, 1969, so I was 15 years old. What? I was right on the edge.
What music?
You had an older brother or sister. I was out in Long Island. Those guys could sneak up there, but I was the oldest, so I got shut down.
What music were you listening to back then?
Oh, I got I loved Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah,
they were big before Woodstock. I'd say Woodstock really helped put Jimi Hendrix big time on the map. That was a breakthrough for him.
It was Santana
Joe Cocker,
as well.
I get by with a little help from my friends. I mean, almost nobody does a Beatles song better than the Beatles, but that was maybe one that was right up there.
Yeah, I agree. What do you listen to now?
Well, my kids do their best to keep me current, but I'm not that current. You know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm going to go down to Fairfield, and they have a Meatloaf concert. You remember Meatloaf?
Of course.
Of course.
Two out of three. Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Nothing better. So Meatloaf, lived here in Connecticut.
He lived in Reading, Connecticut,
It's his band. I'm not sure that he himself is performed, but his band is there. So I think that's at the Fairfield Warehouse, something like that. So that's what we're going to do.
As a governor and everything else that you've been, but as a governor, how did you ever think of an idea like this?
Well, Connecticut loves music. I can tell you last year, Brad, when I was campaigning, a lot of towns you know, put a piano out in their town square.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, you know, I got tired of hearing my stump speeches, so I'd go play a little piano. And, you know, people would come around, and we started to talk a little bit about Woodstock. We knew it was the 50th anniversary, and we knew we had our very own Woodstock.
Yeah, you got to get our sister station, who plays a lot of the classic rock, 102.9 The Whale. You got to get them involved in that. So how do we determine a winner of this Battle of the Bands at the Woodstock Fair this year? Do we have judges, and what are they basing this criteria on?
So right now, people are submitting a video. Just do a little iPhone video of yourself. Let's get a sense of who you are. They submit that at woodstockfair.com. And then do that by, I think, the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
And by August 7th, we're going to have our five finalists. And we've got a group of judges. Simon Cowell will not be one of them, but I might. And
you can take his role.
And we're going to judge then and there. Maybe we'll do a little social media to get a sense of who the crowd likes. And they will be inaugurated the Connecticut Band of the Year. What could be a bigger honor than that?
Fabulous.
Wow. Oh, so who are these celebrity judges? You yourself, and who else?
Well, we've got there's a state senator named George Logan.
Yes.
And he does a kickin' Jimi Hendrix Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, he.
So he's not going to compete, but he's going to kick things off with the Star Spangled Banner. So he'll join me on the judge's podium.
He's been
and
on the show. He's been on our program.
And it'll be a surprise.
Nice.
He's been on our program. He is a talent. He is a great talent.
So, once again, what is the website? And what the criteria, you got to have at least one member of the band being a Connecticut resident, correct?
That's right.
And
or at least if they have a driver's license that says Connecticut. I'm not too strict. And it's, you go to woodstockfair.com, they have all the specifics on it. But just, you know, upload your video. Let's see what you got. We're going to showcase all the videos over the course of the next 6 weeks. And, tell your sister station they should play the whole thing live on August 30th.
Yeah, we got to get them involved, too. Hey, what is the date of the Woodstock Fair? Is it Labor Day weekend?
The Woodstock Fair goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, August 30th, 31st, and September 1st. And our event is Friday afternoon, August 30th. So
okay, so it's Friday.
Instead of 3 days of peace, love, and music, we're going to have a little over 3 hours of peace, love, and music.
That's great.
And hopefully, if you remember, I mean, I wasn't at the original Woodstock Music Festival in Bethel, New York. I think it was Dairy Farm. Max Yeager.
You hadn't been born yet.
I was in my mother's womb in August of 1969, because I was born in March of 1970.
Right.
But they had torrential downpours. If you watch the Woodstock film, there's mud all over the place. And so we don't want to replicate too much of the original Woodstock. We're hoping for good weather.
I just think...
Yeah, you're right. Max Yeager's farm. But no, we're... Never mind the weather, as long as we're together.
Oh!
It'll be great.
Never mind the weather, as long as we're together.
Wow.
Wasn't
right.
that one of the songs? I can't remember. Oh, no, it was a mud fest, though.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a kick, and make it a long weekend is what I tell people. There's more stuff to do in that part of the world. Right down the street, they've opened up a new fresh brewery, craft brew, so you can go stop by there on your way to the fair.
Hey, Brad, have you ever been to the Woodstock Fair?
Huh?
Have you ever been to the Woodstock Fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, too. I saw the Beach Boys there 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great time.
Yes, Beach Boys. They've been there 3 times, I believe.
I saw them there once. So it's the Friday of that weekend, right?
It's that Friday afternoon. I saw the Beach Boys once. They were getting pretty old, I thought.
Yeah, they're still around.
They said a lot of bands after 5 songs take a break. They said, we take a nap. I'll never forget it.
Hey, listen, thank you so much, Governor. We hope to have you back on maybe the next couple of weeks, and we can talk about other issues that our state has gone through over the last, since during your tenure. I mean, you've been in office now for 7 months, right?
We've been in office a little over 6 months. Look, I'm delighted to do it. sign me up, and it's always nice to take a little break from politics. That's why I was happy to talk about Woodstock.
And we're happy to have you on talking about that. We hope it's a huge success. So I'm going to try to get up there myself.
We're going to get
Maybe
there.
Brad and I can
we're
kind of travel up there on that Friday together.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to having you on, maybe live. Maybe you can come right here in the studio in a couple of weeks, and we can talk about Connecticut and policy and stuff that's maybe not as fun as the Woodstock Fair.
Hey, sign me up. I'll be there.
Thank you so much, Governor.
I'll see you on Woodstock Day.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks,
you have
Governor,
a great day.
And we will be there. Woodstock Day.